Hello, everyone. So, I decided to talk about what sex-positive feminism means to me as a supporter of it. Honestly speaking, I am non-judgmental when it comes to people who have the same sexual practices as me. And I'm also non-judgmental toward those who have different sexual practices as me. That means that I think it's beautiful not to have sex. And I also think it's beautiful to have sex. It's beautiful not to masturbate. It's beautiful to masturbate. It's beautiful to indulge in erotica. It's beautiful to refrain from erotica. It's beautiful to be non-monogamous. It's beautiful to be of monogamy. It's beautiful to wait until marriage to have sex. It's beautiful not to wait until marriage to have sex. It's beautiful to view pornography. It's beautiful to abstain from pornography. It's beautiful to have casual sex. It's beautiful to have committed sex. It's beautiful to be promiscuous. It's beautiful not to be promiscuous. It's beautiful to have married sex. It's beautiful to have unmarried sex. It's beautiful to have wet dreams. It's beautiful not to have wet dreams. It's beautiful to have nocturnal emissions. It's beautiful to not have nocturnal emissions. It's beautiful to have sex dreams. It's beautiful not to have sex dreams. It's beautiful to only kiss someone that's your spouse. It's also beautiful to kiss anyone that isn't your spouse. In reference to outside of marriage when you're not married at all. It's beautiful to live together unmarried. It's also beautiful to live together married. It's beautiful to do sex work. It's beautiful not to do sex work. It's beautiful to be an adult film performer. It's also beautiful not to perform in adult films. It's beautiful to be LGBTQIA+. It's also beautiful to be a cisgender heterosexual. And these are the simplistic views I have on sex and sexuality. So notice I didn't sexually moralize the entire time that I said these things. What I focused on is that I appreciate all of the wholesome displays of sex and sexuality in all of its plurality. There's more than one way to be sexually ethical in life. And for me, I came to these conclusions because I recognized that a lot of us are taught one way of sex and sexuality, but sex and sexuality have their own nuances, their own complexities, their own gray areas, their own complications. Their own cloudiness, their own windiness, their own fogginess. Their own mysteries, their own uncertainties, their own unanswered questions, and their own unfilled blanks. So, it's beautiful to have a lot of sex. It's also beautiful not to have a lot of sex. It's beautiful to be sexually active. It's also beautiful to be of celibacy. It's beautiful to have a high sex drive. It's beautiful to have a low sex drive. It's beautiful to not have a sex drive. It's beautiful to have a medium sex drive. I say these things in particular because we live in a society that ridicules people if you constantly don't have sex on the brain. But our society also ridicules people that does have sex on the brain constantly. So for me, I have really learned that I value being character driven when it comes to sex. And I don't focus on the marriage or lack thereof when it comes to sex. I just focus on content of character when it comes to sex. And as long as it stays solid, rock solid, no pun intended, then I'm okay with all kinds of healthy sexual exhibitions, privately and publicly. For me, I had to recognize that religious sexuality did not work out well for me because I'm not obsessed with marriage because I figured out that, you know, I make excellent marital partner, and I've said that many times. I can live the rest of my life being single and not once feel awful about it. So I was like, yeah, religious sexuality don't work out well for me because of that innate feeling of mine. Next, the hyper-masculinity sexuality. I said, this doesn't work out well for me because I should not make women the centrality of my masculinity, my self-esteem, my body image, and my identity within sexual relations. Plus, the idea of treating women as my erotic auctioneers, ugh, I was just like, I can't with this. And of course, the deviant, perverse sexuality, I said to myself, oh, hell no. I don't naturally have a sex offender personality. That's not who the fuck I am. That's never who the fuck I am. That will never be who the fuck I am. So none of these forms of sexuality have worked out well for me. One was about put yourself on a registry. Ugh. The other was about fire and brimstone. Ugh. And the other is about dominate women in the name of femme phobia, queer phobia. I was like, ugh. I can't do these shits at all. These shits meaning, I don't want to look at sex through apocalyptic means. I don't want to look at sex through jailbird means. And I don't want to look at sex through misogynistic means. I also don't want to look at sex through monstrosity of the monster's means. So for me, I'm a safe sex, safer sex type of person by nature. I'm a comprehensive sexuality education person by nature. Abstinence only sexual education has been proven to be woefully ineffective according to statisticians who are credible. And irresponsible eroticism has been proven to be a form of family trauma, according to therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors who are credible. I'm not scandalous when it comes to sex nor sexuality, not even sensuality or eroticism, not even romance. I'm not scandalous when it comes to the sex industry, so I had to say these things. So people understand, okay, Antonio, what are your sexual views once and for all, independent of trauma? So far, that's what you've been hearing all this time. There's more for me to say, of course. So a lot of times when, you know, I want to say this before I finish that thought. I am a sex positive movement member by nature. So sex positively, pro-sex, being sex positive, and being a sex positive parent who does sex positive parenting. These are all of who and what I am, all things me by nature. Now let's finish the thought. A lot of times when people hear these terms, they think that somehow you're trying to get people to have sex. No, that's not the point. The point is that we acknowledge that there are many erotic flowers in the garden of sex. A lot of times you're taught there's only one erotic flower in the sex garden. No. More than one sensual flower, more than one sexual flower, more than one romantic flower in the garden of sex and the field agriculture of sexuality. So for me, so this is the best way for me to sum up my sex positive feminism views. Human sexual activity is awesome. It's okay not to do human sexual activity. Partnered human sexual activity is awesome. It's okay not to do partnered human sexual activity. Foreplay is awesome. It's okay not to do foreplay. Non-penetrative sex is awesome. It's okay not to do non-penetrative sex. Sexual penetration is awesome. It's okay not to do sexual penetration. Erotic massage is awesome. it's okay not to do erotic massage. Integral sex is awesome. Intrafemoral sex is awesome. It's okay not to do integral sex. It's okay not to do intrafemoral sex. Interglutal sex is awesome. It's okay not to do interglutal sex. Mammary intercourse is awesome. It's okay not to do mammary intercourse. Stimulation of nipples is awesome. It's okay not to do stimulation of nipples. Tribadism is awesome. It's okay not to do tribadism. Fraught is awesome. It's okay not to do fraught. Manual sex is awesome. It's okay not to do manual sex. Hand job is awesome. It's okay not to do hand job. Fingering is awesome. It's okay not to do fingering. Anal fingering is awesome. It's okay not to do anal fingering. Oral sex is awesome. It's okay not to do oral sex. Cunnilingus is awesome. It's okay not to do cunnilingus. Fellatio is awesome. It's okay not to do fellatio. Analingus is awesome. It's okay not to do analingus. Vaginal sex is awesome. It's okay not to do vaginal sex. Anal sex is awesome. It's okay not to do anal sex. Solo human sexual activity is awesome. It's okay not to do solo human sexual activity. Autoeroticism is awesome. It's okay not to do autoeroticism. Sexual fantasy is awesome. It's okay not to do sexual fantasies. Masturbation is awesome. It's okay not to do masturbation. Manual masturbation is awesome. It's okay not to do manual masturbation. Jerking off / wanking is awesome. It's okay not to do jerking off / wanking. Oral masturbation is awesome. It's okay not to do oral masturbation. Autofellatio is awesome. It's okay not to do autofellatio. Autocunnilingus is awesome. It's okay not to do autocunnilingus. Anal masturbation is awesome. It's okay not to do anal masturbation. Autosodomy is awesome. It's okay not to do autosodomy. Facials are awesome. It's okay not to do facials. Fisting is awesome. It's okay not to do fisting. Foot job is awesome. It's okay not to do foot jobs. Group sex is awesome. It's okay not to do group sex. Orgies are awesome. It's okay not to do orgies. Bunga bunga orgies are awesome. It's okay not to do bunga bunga orgies. Sex parties are awesome. It's okay not to do sex parties. Swinger parties / gatherings are awesome. It's okay not to do swinger parties / gatherings. Circle jerks are awesome. It's okay not to do circle jerks. Daisy chains are awesome. It's okay not to do daisy chains. Gang bangs are awesome. It's okay not to do gang bangs. Reverse gang bangs are awesome. It's okay not to do reverse gang bangs. Threesomes or three ways are awesome. It's okay not to do threesomes or three ways. Menage a trois, literally household of three. It's okay not to do menage a trois, literally household of three. Foursome or four ways are awesome. It's okay not to do foursomes or four ways. Menage a quatre, literally household of four, are awesome. It's okay not to do menage a quatre, literally households of four. Double penetration is awesome. It's okay not to do double penetration. Spinturian is awesome. It's okay not to do spinturian. Monogamous group sex or same room sex or on the soft swapping is awesome. It's okay not to do monogamous group sex or same room sex or on the soft swapping. Brothels are awesome. It's okay to not do brothels. Massage parlors are awesome. It's okay not to do massage parlors. Sex clubs, swinger clubs, and lifestyle clubs are awesome. It's okay not to do sex clubs, swinger clubs, and lifestyle clubs. BDSM clubs are awesome. It's okay not to do BDSM clubs. So, group sex is awesome. It's okay not to have group sex. Irimatio is awesome. It's okay not to do irimatio. Sumata is awesome. It's okay not to do sumata. Vanilla sex is awesome. It's okay not to do vanilla sex. Sex toys are awesome. It's okay not to do sex toys. Dildos are awesome. It's okay not to do dildos. Vibrators are awesome. It's okay not to do vibrators. Anal beads are awesome. It's okay not to do anal beads. Penis rings are awesome. It's okay not to do penis rings. Artificial vaginas are awesome. It's okay not to do artificial vaginas. Sex dolls are awesome. It's okay not to do sex dolls. Sexual role play is awesome. It's okay not to do sexual role play. Bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM is awesome. It's okay not to do bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM. Erotic humiliation is awesome. It's okay not to do erotic humiliation. Sadism, masochism is awesome. It's okay not to do sadism and masochism. Penis and testicles torture is awesome. It's okay not to do penis and testicles torture. Breast torture is awesome. It's okay not to do breast torture. Vaginal torture is awesome. It's okay not to do vaginal torture. Erotic spankings are awesome. It's okay not to do erotic spankings. Bondage and positions is awesome. It's okay not to do bondage positions. BDSM equipment is awesome. Okay, not to do BDSM equipment. Sexual fetishism is awesome. Okay, not to do sexual fetishism. Sexual slang is awesome. Okay, not to do sexual slang. Sex positions are awesome. Okay, not to do sex positions. Sex acts are awesome. Okay, not to do sex acts. Copulatory vocalizations are awesome. It's okay not to do copulatory vocalizations. Erotic talk is awesome. It's okay not to do erotic talk. Ejaculation, erections, arousal, and sexual stimulations are awesome. It's okay not to do ejaculations, erections, arousals, and sexual stimulation. Lubrication is awesome. It's okay not to do lubrication. Libido is awesome. It's okay not to have a libido. Aphrodisiacs are also okay not to have an aphrodisiac. Erogena zones are awesome. It's okay not to have erogena zones. Webcam modeling, pornographic modeling, adult content subscription services are awesome. It's okay not to do webcam modeling, pornographic modeling, and adult content subscription services. Strippers are awesome. It's okay not to entertain yourself with strippers. Naked butlers are awesome. It's okay not to utilize naked butlers. Pole dancing is awesome. It's okay not to utilize pole dancing. Phone sex operators are awesome. It's okay not to utilize phone sex operators. Erotic dancing is awesome. It's okay not to do erotic dancing. Erotic, pornographic film acting is awesome. Okay, not to do pornographic film acting. Peep show performers are awesome. Okay, not to use peep show performers. Escort services are awesome. Okay, not to utilize escort services. Girlfriend experience is awesome. Okay, not to use girlfriend experience. Boyfriend experience is awesome. Okay, not to use boyfriend experience. Sugar baby slash sugaring is awesome. Okay, not to do sugar baby slash sugaring. Gigolos are awesome. Okay, not to have gigolos. Sexual surrogates are awesome. It's okay not to use sexual surrogates. Street prostitution is awesome. It's okay not to do street prostitution. Indoor prostitution is awesome. It's okay not to do indoor prostitution. Brothel work is awesome. It's okay not to do brothel work. Massage parlor related prostitution is awesome. It's okay not to do massage parlor related prostitution. Bar casino prostitution is awesome. It's okay not to do bar casino prostitution. Dominatrices are awesome. It's okay not to use dominatrices. Sex work is awesome. It's okay not to use sex work. Sex workers are awesome. Okay not to use sex workers for sexual services. Ethical adult sex tourism is awesome. It's okay not to do ethical adult sex tourism. Strip clubs are awesome. It's okay not to do strip clubs. Sex spas are awesome. It's okay not to do sex spas. Burlesque shows are awesome. It's okay not to do burlesque shows. Erotic cinema is awesome. It's okay not to do erotic cinema. Live sex shows are awesome. It's okay not to do live sex shows. Sex conferences and sex conventions are awesome. It's okay not to do sex conferences and sex conventions. porn conferences and porn conventions are awesome. It's okay not to do porn conferences and porn conventions. Sex museums are awesome. It's okay not to do sex museums. Grinding, neo-burlesque, and twerking are awesome. It's okay not to do grinding, neo-burlesque, and twerking. Couch dance, contact dance, limo lap dance, dance of the seven veils, and table dance are awesome. It's okay not to do couch dance, contact dance, limo lap dance, dance of the seven veils, and table dance. Pole dance, bubble dance, fan dance, gun and glove, striptease, and lap dance are awesome. It's okay not to do pole dance, bubble dance, fan dance, gun and glove, striptease, and lap dance. Striptease, exotic dancers, erotic dancers, sexercise, musher, hoochie coochie, go-go dance, cage dance, can-can are all awesome. It's okay not to do can-can, cage dance, go-go dance, hoochie coochie, musher, sexercise, striptease, exotic dancers, erotic dancers. Erotic dances and exotic dances are awesome. It's okay not to do erotic dances and exotic dances. So, I continue. Cohabitation, living together without being married, is awesome. It's okay not to do cohabitation, living together without being married. Monogamy, polyamory, polygamy, polyandry, polygyny, polygynandry are all awesome. It's okay not to do monogamy, polyamory, polygamy, polyandry, polygyny, polygynandry. Domestic partnerships are awesome. It's okay not to do domestic partnerships. Open marriage and open relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do open marriages, open relationships. Interfaith relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do interfaith relationships. Interracial relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do interracial relationships. Interracial marriage is awesome. It's okay not to do interracial marriage. Interfaith marriages are awesome. It's okay not to do interfaith marriages. Casual dating and casual relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do casual dating or casual relationships. Female-led relationships are awesome, FLR. It's okay not to do female-led relationships, FLR. Engagements or betrothals are awesome. It's okay not to do engagements or betrothals. Marriage is awesome. It's okay not to do marriage. Committed relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do committed relationships. Intimate relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do intimate relationships. Courtships, long-term relationships are awesome. It's okay not to do courtships, long-term relationships. Boyfriends and girlfriends are awesome. Okay, not to do boyfriends and girlfriends. Romantic friendships are awesome. Okay, not to do romantic friendships. Relationship anarchy is awesome. Okay, not to do relationship anarchy. Swinging is awesome. Okay, not to do swinging. I want to say this. Triads, quads, V, solo polyamory, polycule, hierarchical poly, anchor partners, kitchen table poly, parallel poly, poly fidelity, and relationship anarchy are all awesome. It's okay not to do triad, quad, V, solo polyamory, polycule, hierarchical poly, anchor partners, kitchen table poly, parallel poly, poly fidelity, and relationship anarchy. Gay bathhouses are awesome. So gonna have to do gay bathhouses. Bisexual bathhouses are also gonna have to do bisexual bathhouses. gay clubs, lesbian clubs, and bisexual clubs are all awesome. Let's get out to gay clubs, bisexual clubs, lesbian clubs. Lesbian bathhouses are awesome. So, you're not into lesbian bathhouses. Gay beats are awesome. So, you're not into gay beats. BEATS. Cruising for sex is also going to cruise for sex. Casual sex is also okay not to do casual sex. Single sex encounters are awesome. It's okay not to do single sex encounters. One night stands are awesome. It's okay not to do one night stands. Anonymous sex is awesome. It's okay not to do anonymous sex. Social sex is also okay not to do social sex. Friends with benefits are awesome. Okay not to do friends with benefits. Booty calls are awesome. It's okay not to do booty calls. Recreational sex is awesome. Okay not to do recreational sex. Hooking up is awesome. Okay not to do hooking up. Hookup culture is awesome. Okay not to do hookup culture. Hookups are awesome. Okay not to do hookups. Making out is awesome. Okay not to do making out. Sexual revolution, sexual liberation is awesome. It's okay if you don't feel like sexual liberation, sexual revolution is your thing. Backup partners are also okay not to do backup partners. Cottaging is awesome. It's okay not to do cottaging. Dogging is awesome. It's okay not to do dogging. Friends with benefits, relationships, FWBRs are awesome. Okay not to do friends with benefits, relationships, FWBRs. Treating, dating is also okay not to do treating, dating. Promiscuity is also okay not to do promiscuity. You know, premarital sex is also okay not to do premarital sex. Fornication is also okay not to do fornication. Anonymous sex is also gonna do anonymous sex. Okay, I did say that before. Okay. Just checking. So for me, I'll make this really simple about me. I support sex workers' rights. Sex workers' rights encompass a variety of aims being pursued globally by individuals and organizations that specifically involve the human health and labor rights of sex workers and their clients. Self-explanatory. So where do I fall under this? I'm a sex positive feminist, right? So I am pro pornography. I am pro erotica. I am pro ho. I am pro slut walk. And if you feel like those things are not your values, that is okay. The human rights movement that I'm a part of, we welcome those views too. And even if you don't feel like sex workers' rights is your thing, we don't shame you for it. We don't do tribalism in the human rights movement. It's okay to have your views. It's okay for people to have more than one view. That's the human rights movement is one of the definitions of what we're all about. You know? I feel like, for me, This is how I feel about adult sex work, ethical adult sex work. So when they say decriminalization, legalization can protect sex workers from violence most effectively, such as through on-site security at venues, such as brothels, porn sets and systems such as panic buttons, etc., as well as the ability for sex workers to report abuse or crimes to the police without the fear of prosecution for committing illegal activity. I strongly agree with all the above, right? When I say sex workers, adults only, all right. Clients, customers, adults only, all right. Adult sex work is a career option which the free market is, being taken advantage of, and adults as claims of their own bodies. I strongly agree with all the above. Adult sex work is a free choice. I strongly agree with that. Adult sex work is a transaction where no one is harmed and the persons involved are consenting adults. I strongly agree with that. Sex trafficking coercion into the industry can be effectively reduced if adult sex work is legalized and decriminalized. I strongly agree with that. Adult sex work could become a legal business and human rights and workers' rights could be enforced by effective regulations such as fair pay. I strongly agree with that. Adult sex work is no more moral or immoral than other jobs. I strongly agree with that. The criminalization of sex workers only exacerbates problems that they're already facing. Therefore, decriminalization legalization could be a starting point to addressing these issues. I strongly agree with that. The rates of rape could decrease if adult sex work were legalized and decriminalized. I strongly agree with that. There will always be people willing to pay for sex and there will always be people willing to offer it. Making consenting adult sex work a crime will not help these people. I strongly agree with that. The spread of diseases can be hindered through the legalization or decriminalization of adult sex work, such as through regular mandated health checks and required condom use for those who are into condoms and required birth control, put all the options on the table if that's what they want to do and say, hey, if you have unprotected sex, you know all, you understand what you're getting into, and if y'all can be in a healthy situation regarding that, that's y'all. I strongly agree with all the above. And there are people that don't like any of these perspectives, and those are all okay too. That's one of the freedoms of being in the human rights movement. You're exposed to plurality of views, just don't be phobic. That's it. I support the right to sexuality. The right to sexuality incorporates the right to express one's sexuality and be free from discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation. Although it is equally applicable to heterosexuality, it also encompasses human rights of people of diverse sexual orientation, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, plus, because you gotta incorporate all the sexualities, all the gender orientations, people, and the protection of those rights. The right to sexuality and freedom from discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation is based on the universality of human rights and the inalienable nature of rights belong to every person by virtue of being human. Yes, I'm for the right to sexuality. And Let me dig in it more. I'm a member of the abortion rights movement. Abortion rights movement, also self-styled as pro-choice movement. Yes, I'm pro-choice. Advocate for the right to have legal access to induced abortion services, including elective abortion. They seek to represent and support women who wish to terminate their pregnancy without fear of legal or social backlash. So, yes. We are kind to people who are anti-abortion. As for right to sexuality, we tell people that right to sexuality does not mean that we're trying to make you sexually reckless. That's not the point. It means you have the right to the sexuality that works well for you. And no one or nothing is being imposed upon you. In human rights, we don't impose anything. We're for everyone. Yes, we hate human rights violations. Yes, we hate civil and political rights violations. And yes, we hate economic, social, cultural rights violations. We are combative towards all these types of violations. Absolutely. And we don't antagonize anti-sex work, anti-porn, anti-erotica people. We're kind to them. We're respectful to them. Just like they have to be kind and respectful to us. In the human rights movement, regardless of your views, everybody has to be kind and respectful towards each other. All right? So I don't engage in the sex wars because I don't need to have a sex war. It's more of a, hey, there's different views on sex. What may work for me may not work for somebody else, and what work for somebody else may not work for me. To me, the war is not sex. The war is ethics. Sex is not the problem, but the definition of ethics being something that confusion causes anger, I think that's the problem. Like, sexual ethics is diverse. And when we can acknowledge the plurality of sexual ethics, I'm like, no, yeah, because healthy approach to sexuality, there's multiple forms of that. There's, you know, more than one way to be sexually good to yourself, sexually good to somebody else, and sexually good to others. And for others to be sexually good to you, for you to be sexually good to you, or somebody else being sexually good to you, there's more than one form in terms of all the above. So I don't do sex wars because sex is inherently gorgeous. The misapplication of sex, that's the war. All right? So another one. So, yes, I am for, to sum it all up, I am for the Declaration of Sexual Rights. I'm for the Declaration of Sexual Pleasure. I'm for sexual and reproductive health and rights. Yes. And there are people who may feel like, well, are you trying to make everybody orgy-minded? No, that's not the point of those rights. The point of those rights means how some your sexual rights, how you define it, you have the right to define everything, all things, anything, you. So sexual rights for you, how you define it, may be totally different than sexual rights for me and how I define it. But we don't try to dictate each other's definitions in terms of all things ourselves individually and collectively. Like, no, you define everything you, I define everything me. I'm not going to argue with you about you. You're not going to argue with me about me. That's how we are in the human rights world. I'm fully happy with everything that works out well for you, and you should be fully happy with everything that works out well for me, even if it's, even if we contrast lovingly and are politely differing on how we go about our personal lives. Even if it's not something I would do, even if it's something that you wouldn't do, we don't have dictatorial regimes over each other. That's the human rights world. And of course, I'm going to go a little bit further. For example, I like nightlife. Pubs, bars, nightclubs, parties, live music, concerts, cabarets, theaters, cinemas, shows, nightlife entertainment, night owls. But it's okay not to do nightlife. Pubs, bars, nightclubs, parties, live music, concerts, cabarets, theaters, cinemas, shows, nightlife entertainment, night owls. All of these views are socially acceptable in the human rights movement. You know, and, you know, like, they are, for, you know, like, I love drinking establishments. It's okay for people not to do drinking establishments. I just like to keep things really simple. We live in a world where people are on the edge, and I'm just like, there's no need to be, you know. Don't fight with somebody about what's right for them, and they shouldn't be fighting with me about what's right for me. It's that respect. It's like a person that doesn't use social media, that, you know, social media is not right for them, even if it's right for me. I'm happy that social media is not right for you, because I want you and need you to do what's right for you, and you should want me and need me to do what's right for me. It's that respect. And I think that a lot of people have lost that. More people are starting to regain and rekeep said respect. It's like, for me, like ethical monogamy, right? So, I'm into, you know, like, I appreciate monogamish. Some people don't. That's awesome. I appreciate the healthy version of don't ask, don't tell. Some people don't. That's awesome. And I say, when I say awesome, that is non-sarcastic. I really feel that way. Everybody's views and everyone is being respected, okay? So, open relationships, swingers are awesome. Some people are not into both. That's awesome, too. Closed V is awesome. Some people are not into closed V. That's awesome. Throuples are awesome. Some people are not into throuples. That's awesome, too. You know? That's just how I am. So, it's okay to wait until you're married to live with somebody and do pet owning. It's okay not to wait until you're married to love somebody and do pet owning. Some people wait until they're married to kiss. Some people don't. Both are okay. Some people who are cisgender heterosexual only date other cisgender heterosexual people. that's okay. It's also okay for cisgender heterosexual people to go, you know what? I would love to be with a member of the LGBTQ+ community and I date them too. That is also awesome. You know, tattoos are awesome. It's okay not to do tattoos. Weed is awesome. It's okay not to do weed. Ethical gambling is awesome. Okay, not to do ethical gambling, you know? Plastic surgery, body modifications, piercings are awesome. Okay, not to do all three. Revealing clothes, tattered clothes are awesome. Okay, not to do all two. Not to do both, you know? That's what you... Some people do, some people don't, but hey, you know. Another thing is, some people do host and hostess clubs, and some people don't. Some people like restaurants, and some people don't. And these are all okay. These are all valid views. So another thing I've noticed about people is that, especially in terms of the abortion conversation, some people feel like they're appropriate circumstance for abortion, and that's awesome. And you have some people who go, I don't like abortion, and that's awesome too. Because the goal of the human rights movement is not to make anybody think a particular way. Because we're for human rights for all, that's why we don't treat any human being as monolithic. That's a human rights violation, and that causes us to be upset. And that's why we combat monolithic thinking. Because in the human rights movement, we embrace the shades of gray areas that's in everybody's lives, including our own. You know, we're all things complexity, all things human complexities. We all are. We're all living, breathing gray areas. We're all complexities in human form. So I just wanted to really reiterate that, because it's very easy for many people to feel like they're being like dogged out, and that's not what's happening at all. So I'm glad we can have this conversation. So, prostitution and sex-oriented adult magazines, and sex movies, sex toys, fetish and BDSM paraphernalia, sex channels for television, prepaid sex movies and videos on demand, adult movie theaters, sex shops, peep shows, adult service providers, ASPs, sex-related products and services, adult entertainment, sex industry. You know... are all awesome. It's also okay not to like nor do any of those things. Okay, not to like all the above. It's also okay to like all the above and do all those things all the above. That those are true too. Um Like, you know, for me, bikini baristas, telephone sex operators, cyber sex operators, erotic massages, amateur porn stars, online sex sessions, videos, call boys, call girls, call non-binary adults, erotic dancers, striptease dancers, sexual performers, pornographic models, pornographic film actors and actresses, prepaid sex films for on-demand, courtesans, dominatrices, you know, these niche markets are all beautiful, and it's okay not to like nor do all the above. You know, people in the sex industry who are the managers, film crews, photographers, website developers, webmasters, sales personnel, book and magazine writers and editors, create business models, negotiate trade, make press releases, draw up contracts with other owners, buy and sell content, offer technical support, run servers, billing services, or payroll, organize trade shows and various events, do marketing and sales forecasts, provide human resources, and provide tax service and legal support, and in certain cases, not having direct dealings with sex workers, some hiring photographers who have direct contact to sex workers are all awesome. It's okay not to like nor do all the above. It's okay to like the sex industry. It's okay not to like the sex industry. Both are valid views. And I'm about to close with this. It's okay for a younger adult to be with an older adult. It's okay for older adults to be with older adults. It's okay to say, I couldn't date somebody younger than me. It's okay to say, I could date somebody younger than me. Both all are good. Secular / faith-based relationships are good. It's okay if that's not your thing. Sugar mama, sugar dadding, sugar parenting are awesome. It's okay if those aren't your things. Cougar cubs are awesome. It's okay if that's not your thing. Age differences in sex relationships, as long as they're all law-abiding, are all awesome. If you're like, no, the person gotta be in my age bracket, that's okay too. Adult video games are awesome. It's okay if you don't like adult video games. Red light districts are awesome. Sex-oriented business are awesome. Adult theaters are awesome. It's okay if you don't do red light districts, sex-oriented business, and adult theaters. You know, celibacy, abstinence, virginity, chastity are beautiful. It's okay if you don't do celibacy, virginity, abstinence, and chastity. It's okay to be a virgin your whole life. It's okay not to be a virgin your whole life. It's okay to be a lip virgin your whole life. It's okay not to be a lip virgin your whole life. For me personally, when I talk with you about this, overall, I feel a sense of birth control is awesome. That's okay if you don't use birth control. My last statement is this. No, not ready in yet. I hate slut shaming. I hate sex shaming. I hate prude shaming. I hate kink shaming. I hate consent shaming. I hate body shaming. And there is room for people who are sex repulsed, sex indifferent, sex neutral, sex adverse. Right? Yes, there are. Even though I am none of those things sexually, still I make room for these awesome kinds of people. Now I'm gonna make my very last statement. I'm just so thankful that I'm no longer sexually confused, because I officially, finally affirm and confirm all of my views on sex that are holistic and wholesome, independent of all the sexual criminalistic traumas of my childhood, and holistically, wholesomely independent of all of the sexual recklessness of my younger days. Personal victory, that's a public victory because I said it on our podcast. I'm pro-sex. I'm no longer sexually suppressed. I've had it up to here with being sexually repressed. I'm not sexually obsessed. I'm not sexually stressed. I'm not a sexual mess because I'm sexually blessed. I mean that not religiously, because of my secular sexuality. In the human rights movement, there is room for faith-based sexuality. Cuck queening and cuck holding are awesome. It's okay if you don't do both. I'll say this because I need to, more importantly, but also because I want to. Define sex for yourself and nobody else. Quickies are cool. It's okay not to do quickies. And I have a healthy relationship with my own sexuality. That's why I appreciate other people having a healthy relationship with their own sexuality. As the finality of this episode, I say that out of wedlock births, out of wedlock child rearing, out of wedlock pregnancies are awesome. It's okay not to do all three. So for me, I don't mind bigamy. Other people may see it differently, and both views are valid. For me, you know, I don't mind healthy nude recreation, healthy naturism, and healthy social nudity. I don't mind healthy depictions of nudity, private and public, and I don't mind healthy imagery of new celebrities. I don't mind healthy new celebrity media at all. Other people may see it differently, and that's cool. These are all valid. I just wanted to say that. And I don't mind drinking establishments of any kind, as long as there are honoring people's humanity. For me, you know, I'm a live and let live, do no harm principled, teach their own, whatever floats your boat, YOLO, you only live but once. Do it till you're satisfied. If it feels good, do it. Don't hold back. No private life police, no sex life police, no gender identity police type of individual I am. I'm a judge you by the content of your character, not your external appearance and not your outward factors of your life kind of person that I am. That's how I feel about each and every subject. I'm human rights minded regarding all topics. And that same approach goes to, I don't mind tattoos, I don't mind profanity, I don't mind adult material, I don't mind adult entertainment, I don't mind the sex industry, I don't mind tattered clothes, I don't mind revealing clothes. I don't interpret any subject from any viewpoint of religion. I'm a harm reduction type of person.